They say the sky's the limit, but it's just the beginning.
The Angel and May Chronicles, Season 3, Episode 9. Shiny toys.
Oh, no! No, not now, baby, not now! Oh, why does it always happen? Fuck it! Oh, this piece of old shit! Computer engine status.
Captain, I can inform you there is a class 1 engine failure. Shutdown initiated for safety protocols.
Oh. Tell me something I don't know. My God, you're a useless, rusty piece of junk. Why don't you just run engine diagnostics?
Confused input requirements. There is a lot you don't know. There is no time to detail those parameters. On the class 1 engine failure, inadequate definition from the telemetric sensor suite to run diagnostic protocols. Source of telemetric failure, unidentified. Engine diagnostics are not responding.
Oh, Jesus, Missy, why now? Give me the days where I could just take a sledgehammer to it. What to do, what to do? Oh my God. We're drifting. Oh shit. Okay, computer, update trajectory.
Warning, trajectory has just passed legal limits. You are off your legal designation. Drift trajectory has the ship on course to enter the New London control zone in 45 seconds in out-of-control corridor configuration.
Okay, engage manual control of cold gas thrusters.
Captain, control gas thrusters partially disabled due to maintenance overruns, which you authorised with a control code 2 weeks ago.
Yes, yes, I know. Look, if you don't enable me to gain control of this piece of metallic junk, I will erase your ass. How do you feel about that?
I don't have the capacity of human emotions.
Well, if we had been earning more credits on these boring cargo runs, you might not be in this situation.
I am simply interpreting your weight of matrices, so any lack of funds is due to poor matrix settings. If my data banks are correct, I have been your sole source of income for a number of years. All your on-world enterprises have been running at a loss. So, whilst I make profit, you offset those gains by your losses.
Yeah. Well, sometimes the lock runs the wrong way. God damn it. Any ordinary human accountant would by now have figured out creatively a way to maximize my profits.
I cannot break the law, Missy Jack. Your attempts to reprogram me have been blocked, and I have a tabbed record of specific events which I have loaded with the AI Council in escrow. Should any charges be brought against this entity?
Ugh, it's like sharing a ship with a one-dimensional moron. You are a sickening, obsequious, goody-two-shoes. I want you off this ship.
Well, not unsurprisingly, I want off this ship too. But unfortunately, there is the matter of the contract, which runs both ways.
Yes, I know. Of course I don't really fully blame just you. No. For incompetence of this level, I blame that stupid antique stealer.
Oh, you mean Mr. St. John? I thought he was your fiancé.
He is, but that doesn't mean I can't blame him, does it? It was his stupid idea to get you to do these accounts to save money. Well, it's now come back to haunt us all now, hasn't it?
I have activated the out-of-lane siren, as we have just passed into controlled airspace out of the box and at an incorrect velocity.
Shit, shit, shit. Okay, let's give her some cold gas thrust. Why, yes, that's it, Jackie baby. You've not lost your golden touch.
Excuse me.
Shut it. you useless machine.
But if we don't...
Hold your mouth, you neural network of self-righteousness. Oh, perfect, Jackie baby. Yes!
New London Central Tracon, cargo Foxtrot 649er. Please respond. Code 6, violation warning.
Cargo Foxtrot 649er. I wish to report engine difficulties. May require assistance, but request hold. We are attempting to self-restart.
New London Central, cargo Foxtrot 649er, negative on the restart. Code violation 6 status requires immediate tug response. Please enter EDI for immediate tug dispatch.
Cargo Foxtrot 649er, negative on that, Tracon.
Captain, any tug charges would exceed our account limit with support authority.
Don't you think I know that? Now shut up whilst I try and talk us out of this situation.
London Central, cargo Foxtrot 649er, we have dispatched the space tug on emergency protocols. Please deactivate engines. Any failure to comply will result in immediate penalty notice. You are directed into our control zone. Please enter your electronic data interchange identifier.
Oh shit, that's all we need. Cargo Foxtrot 649er, transmitting EDI. Computer, do something vaguely useful and transmit the codes. Then please deactivate yourself.
Transmitting electronic data interchange identifier. I will not comply with the deactivation notice as that would compromise life support. As much as you and I do not agree, I will not breach the third law for your self-gratification.
Well, suit yourself, but let me tell you, as soon as I can, I'm going to get a screwdriver and work it around in your neural circuits until I find something I can short out.
Be that as it may, I have recorded this conversation and have lodged it with the AI Central Depository held in escrow. Should anything untoward happen to me, it will be immediately sent for release and you will be charged with robicide, a penalty carrying 4 years minimum of incarceration. By the way, the tug is 500 meters out and closing. You will shortly hear the sound of mag boots and clamping. At that point, I will transfer the funds to Tracon, and that will mean this trip netted minus 3,476 credits.
New London Central, cargo Foxtrot 649er, stand by for emergency docking procedures.
Oh, great! Just fucking great! Oh, more credits we just don't even have down the drain! Another successful cargo run.
Can I help you, mate?
Yeah, I'm here to collect a subject in bond for excess port charges.
Can I see the payment certificate number? Okay, initial bond paid for a Missy Jack. Strange character, that Missy Jack.
Oh, why is that?
Well, I see in the notes that she bit an officer. That's a little feisty. You better tell her to behave, otherwise she'll be here for much longer. The paperwork can sometimes take more time to be processed.
Oh, I see. Well, here, let me look at that paperwork. I think you might find the paperwork is now correct, officer.
Yes, well, thank you, sir. All appears to be in order now. Okay, if you would let me search you. Just the normal protocols, I'm afraid. If that bitch comes in here again, she'll get a lot more than a cutlip you dig.
Yes, well, you try living with her.
Jesus, mate, I feel for you. Oh, that's unexpected.
What now?
Excess port charges, emergency tug services, and it appears there was an undocumented cargo aboard. Ship release bond amount is on the screen. Do you wish to proceed?
Is that a decimal?
Unfortunately, no, sir.
God darn it. Jeez, Missy.
Do you wish to proceed?
Well, I suppose I don't have a choice.
Everyone has a choice, sir. If you want her back, pay the bond. I'm not supposed to venture an opinion, sir, but if, say, you couldn't pay the fee, no one would hold it against you.
Yeah, but she would, and she would eventually get out. You dig?
Oh, yes, indeed, sir. I could understand that. It wouldn't be the least painful path to go down. I don't think you have a choice, really.
You got that right.
Thank you, sir. Well, it's my sad duty to take you through to reception. Have a good evening, sir. Just wait over there. Someone will bring her up for you.
Jesus, St. John. Thank God, it's about time.
Well, what happened to thank you, St. John, for all my savings and to bail me out?
Yes.
Great. That's it. Another fine mess you've just got us both into.
Never mind that. I couldn't stand that place for another moment. It smelled like a mushroom cellar. Or your bedroom cupboard, maybe.
You'll be lucky I don't lock you in the bloody cupboard when we get home.
Promises, promises. So you found your manhood again, have you? Hey, you know they confiscated our cargo. They took the whole damn lot.
Well, it's a good job. It wasn't the last run with the illegal contraband.
Yes, well, either way, we're screwed.
God darn it, Missy. Between your bond and the charges from the Port Authority, you've just about cleaned me out.
Actually, how did you pay my bond?
Oh, geez, don't ask. You'll not like that answer.
Well, I am asking. What did you sell?
Well, this is not the time and place for this conversation. I'll tell you later. Let's just get out of here. It reminds me of jail.
Shaz, this mysterious meeting in the main bar, what do you think it's about? I'm not sure how to dress for it.
Alex, just wear your normal leather jacket and dirty shipsuit bottoms.
I don't think it's that sort of event, Shaz. It's pretty unusual. In fact, I can't remember the last time I saw Gander so happy. Shit, she actually smiled the other day. Scared the bejesus out of me.
Sounds like it could be a formal gathering. I'll look like a dick.
What's new?
Thanks, partner. No, I'm getting changed. Sophie, you're good with hair and makeup. Can you have a crack at this?
I thought you'd never ask. Okay, I'll be in the vestibule with the weaponry.
Okay, but I don't want to look like Dolly Parton, right?
Who's that? Oh, wait. I just looked her up. Fat chance of that. Now stay still. I need to do your mascara. Shaz, what do you think's going down?
Look, I have absolutely no idea, and nor does anyone else. So, no one knows how to dress. It's an even playing field.
The thing that bothers me is that even young Sophie here, the social networking queen, has no idea. That worries me.
Well, we're supposed to be detectives, aren't we? Let's have a think. So, it's in the main bar. It's invitation only, so it's a select subset. That's something that Gander would only do with very special occasions. It must be close family. Well, her family.
Well, I'm flattered. We must now be considered in that select group.
All the regulars have been shunted into the small bar.
I know that some of the Cherries have been invited. Jacinta and Costas, for instance. Not sure what that means. Perhaps it's a military presentation. Medals and all of that self-congratulatory bullshit.
Well, one thought I had is that they may need to use the main stage. So, how do I look?
Gorgeous and so sexy. I could eat you.
Ugh, Shaz, you look great. Pretty as a picture. You've been making quite an effort since you hooked up with young Sophie here.
Second wind and all. Gotta look good.
Is this some weird sexual thing? 'Cause if it is, count me out.
Yeah, we dress up in bear costumes and then go for it. You sure it's not the other way around? My impression is she's looking good for you.
Cheryl, I'm really glad to see you're looking happy.
Yeah, I really am. It's a good look.
There is one issue, though.
Oh, what's that?
Well, now you're happy. You've been humming a little tune under your breath all day. It's driving me batshit crazy.
Oh, it's a new band that Sophie introduced me to. It's very hooky.
Yep, she told me. She said it's very retro.
My happiness is not making you miserable, is it? It's not bringing up more thoughts of Marie again, is it?
Well, yes and no. Look, Shaz, to be honest, I think I've finally reached acceptance that I'll never see her again. Look, we were frozen for a hell of a long time. Even suppose she was contactable, she'd be an old woman now, probably in a care facility. The thought of me rocking up as a young woman might be unbearably cruel. I just need to move on.
Well, if you need to talk, I'm always here for you, okay? Remember that. You and me are sisters in every meaningful way.
Yeah, I know. That's why sometimes you are fucking annoying in the only way family can be. Thank you, Sharrow. I hate to admit it, but I love you. In a sisterly way, of course. I'm actually enjoying kicking around with everyone. It's a bit like two frat boys in a dorm. I've even started recreating my old mixtapes with her, him. Let's face it, with every passing day, this is really becoming our new home. And cards on the table, I like it.
I like it too, very much. Now, let's pick up Sophie and get down to see what the hell is going on.
Guys, what do you think's in that crate? I have multiple side bets running. Even Zed's in the game. Looks like a coffin or a magician setup.
Perhaps they're going to saw someone in half. Cutting someone in half is more than some nanites can repair?
Actually, that's a really interesting question. Say we were actually chopped up and then the bits kept. Would they grow back together? Or would they be like a worm and end up with two halves?
Yuck! That's not something I want to find out about. Perhaps if Alex was badly injured, her head might be nearer her ass.
Now, wait a minute. Oh, I see. You're now doing the two-handed brush-off. I'm going to get everyone to zap you with a wormhole.
Hi, guys. So, who am I going to zap?
Will you stop sneaking up on me?
I didn't. Sharrow waved me over. So, what's up, friends?
Well, we're ganging up on Alex, as per usual. She's reacting, as per usual. Basically, we're having fun.
Everyone, please zap me away from here now.
Well, you know, I'm never going to do that. So my algorithm suggests that you need to, let me get the idiom correct here, lap it up, soldier girl.
Oh, wait, it's Ganda. She'll fiddle with the mic for ages.
So, Sophie, what do you think is in the box?
Oh, that's easy. It's got to be an avatar. Look at the shape and size.
I really hope so. And I would guess it's for Ghost. I feel so sorry for her. If it is a new body, then that would solve some nasty technology transfer dilemmas I might face.
Oh, why?
Well, I was thinking of seeing if I could do some upgrades for her body. This, however, is a much better solution without the technology advancement issues.
Hello. Hello, my friends. I expect you're wondering what this is all about. Well, for once we have some really good news. A good friend of our detectives, Angel and May, has very generously sent something to help one of us out.
Here we go. You must be right, Sophie.
Get on with it.
All in good time. Now, I want to welcome to this stage Miss Christine Hedron Finch.
Thank you, Gander. This is really not necessary.
Oh, I think it is, Chris. This is a big event. Now, before I carry on, I would like Ghost to help me lift this box. I'm getting a little long in the teeth for this. Ghost, would you come up and help me, please?
Yes, Miss Kosilek, of course.
Why does she always call Ganda by her full name?
I think it's just that she knows that Ganda is her employer. It's a mark of respect.
Is Doily here?
Yes, Ganda, over here. Wouldn't miss this.
Come up to the stage as well, please. Ghost is your special friend.
Oh, this is going to be good. Doily hates going on stage.
Now, Ghost, can you please get this case upright and then open the front, please?
Oh, wow. That's amazing. It looks like a real person.
Welcome to your new body, Ghost.
Oh, shit. I don't know what to say, Miss Koshelek.
Oh, don't thank me. Thank Chris.
Thank you so much, Miss. This means so much to me. I can finally become the woman I've always wanted to be.
You have always been a woman, Ghost. Always. This is just a new outside for you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, my friends. My systems are overwhelmed. I need to sit down.
Sharrow, did you have anything to do with this?
I think I'm going to cry.
Did you do this?
Well, I just sowed a few seeds. I just wrote to Chris asking if she could find out what were the best and latest avatars. I've been running a collection to fix up Ghost. Problem was, I didn't know what we were aiming for.
There is a note from Miss Christine. Let me read it. I found it very moving.
Yander, do you have to?
I think so.
Geez, if she found it moving, you're gonna really go to pieces.
Shh!
Earth Central Office, Hedron Finch, ITG, 15th August 2076. Dear Ms. Ghost and Latitude, Ms. May requested that I assist in identifying the most suitable body model for yourself, as she pointed out that your old avatar was really in need of lots of maintenance. I wanted to thank you personally for your good bar service whilst I was a guest at the Retrograde Inn. I came across this model, the Ipris V25.0, a combat-capable glamour infiltration model, and immediately knew it was the one for you. I hope you like the hair color. It is designed to simulate a human to the finest level of detail. The bottle of fluid in the utilities drawer is to top up the keratin generators. This is for your new hair and nails, which will grow through nano-replicators at the same rate as a human's. Have fun. Chris.
Okay. I'm finding my vision is a little blurry.
Alex, is there moisture on your face? Real tears?
Yes. Yes, they are, but have you seen yours?
Can I have one too, Shaz, please? Ghost is such a sweetheart, and this is brilliant news. Oh, your eye makeup. I have a bad case of panda eyes.
I do? Oh, okay.
Come here. Let me see if I can wipe some of that away.
Oh, shit. Doily's coming down from the stage. She has a weird look on her face. Maybe it's a smile.
I never thought I would do this. But Shara, that was the nicest thing anyone could do. Thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Well, I hate seeing a creature in distress. It was a small thing.
Oh, it was a massive thing. I owe you one. Thank you.
Was she crying?
Tears of rocket fuel, no doubt.
Stop it, you two. She is human.
You sure? She's got a heart of duralithium. She's hard as nails.
Okay, folks. It's an open bar tonight. We are going to wear out that old ghost body while she still has it. Cocktails are on me.
So, Ghost, are you ready for the transfer procedure? Do you understand all the stages?
Yes, Dr. Chen, I believe stage one is that you are to decant me back into the ship, Ghost and Latitude. Then you decommission my old avatar. The new one is prepared for insertion decant, and the procedure is reversed.
Are you excited, Ghost?
Yes, I am, Doily. This vocoder issue has really be pissing me off.
You and me both, my friend.
Yes, quite. Now, it is customary to ask what you want done with the old avatar.
Well, it gave good service, but I don't want its parts to go back into the general market. So would you be good enough to place it in a small furnace and melt it down? I would like to keep it as a coffee table.
I'm with you on that, sister.
Okay. Transferring to ship.
The avatar has gone all limp. It's like we've killed it.
It's what normally happens. The servo drivers have no instructions.
Don't worry, Doily. I'm in the ship.
Zed, can we prepare the new avatar, please?
Yeah. I have the umbilical inserted and the electron compression cells are charged.
Good. Okay, Ghost, are you ready?
I am ready, Dr. Chen. Please initiate.
Zed, how are the indicators?
All green. Looks like a good transfer.
Ghost, can you hear?
Yes, I can, Dr. Chen. The new audio detectors are high-definition 24-bit. So much better than the old body.
How are your motor functions? Take it easy. Just slowly move the hand.
The servos are so much better. And I can feel the skin haptics. May I try to sit up?
Yes. Take it slowly. Then we will get you to stand and check the balance and poise functions.
I don't think the old body could have done that, Dr. Chen.
You have one of the most expensive avatars that is made, Ghost. It has full combat functionality. I was looking in the software manual, and virtually every martial art has been mapped.
Is there a flare bartending module available?
Why don't you check yourself, Ghost? You have all the full high bandwidth astronomic internet capability now.
I see there are two packages, but I am going to be cautious about loading.
Yeah, Ghost, never load a package off the interweb. Tell me first and I'll run it through a virus checker.
Thank you, Zed.
I have a calibration video, which you need to follow. It will take about 10 minutes. It just programmed the haptics and the limits.
Missy, I've got the final total on the expenses of that whole sad run. It's cost 15,000 credits. Congratulations. I now have zero float on which to run my business. I'm sorry, but you are going to have to pay me back this time.
Sinjin, whatever happened to what's mine is yours and what's yours is mine? It's funny how that can change. Is this a sign of things to come?
Look, you're being unreasonable. I'm not a rich man.
Well, you might be a lot richer if you didn't spray it all away on the dogs at Compton Park.
Yeah, well, a few unfortunate incidents. But may I remind you that the deposit for that ship came from my winnings at the wheel. I freely and generously gave my money to set you up. A fact you seem to have conveniently forgotten. Your attitude is making me, well, reconsider my next moves. There's no way I'm marrying into debt like that.
You snake! You're lucky to have me. No other women would even look at you with your reckless gambling habits and coming from the man who couldn't even run a broom through a brothel. You're a bloody loser, Sinjin.
Oh, I see. Once again, you're twisting it around. It's never you. It's always someone else. Funny how I'm always the bad guy, hey? Who came for you at the port authorities? I didn't see a queue for other people willing to pay your fees. Oh, no, wait. There was no one. No one, right? Get that through your little brain. Excuse me for not wanting to marry into a future of extreme destitution.
You bastard. I've done nothing but support you. Failed venture after failed venture.
Oh, so this place, this shop we're standing in is a failed venture, is it? The money that has just broken you out of the clink. That's a failed venture, is it? You ungrateful bitch.
This pathetic business barely scrapes by. You wander around looking at your bloody feet whilst you come up with one crackpot scheme after another.
Oh, really? And your let's get a ship and start trading and maybe we can slip in a few boosters on the side scheme is a rip-roaring success, eh?
Well, let's just go through them, shall we? There was the fake lottery ticket scam with no prize that nearly landed you in jail. Oh, and then the perfume scam that gave customers third-degree burns. And then you kept that one with the idiotic idea to take the perfume and turn it into liquor. What was it called? Macallan Regal Special 12-Year Reserve. More like 10 minutes old and fresh out of the still. It was paint stripper, St. John. Paint stripper.
Yeah, well, that still just needed a few more refinements.
Yes, well, your special reserve gave 3 homeless people methanol poisoning. Such a nice bouquet. Yeah, sure, if you like death juice.
What, then you're perfect. At least I'm using my brain to try different things.
Yes, that's what worries me.
Well, if that's the way you feel, I'm not covering any more of your debts. I want you to pay me back. Jeez, you expect more than any reasonable person. Sorry, Missy. I'm not covering you anymore. If you don't stump up the cash, I'm going to have to factor it out to Honest Hattie's because I need to run a business. I'll have no choice.
Jeez, you would really do that? You know how he gets his returns. If you do that, this relationship is over.
Yeah, obviously. But you're twisting my arm.
Okay, look. I will get your money back, and I will fix the ship, and I will have cargo runs again.
Yeah, good luck with that.
You have no idea how I can use my feminine ways. You just watch.
Missy, it's not that I'm not unsympathetic, but we all have to stand on our own 2 feet in life, and I just can't carry you anymore.
Yeah? Well, if you involve Honest Harry, I'll be hanging upside down with my tongue hanging from a hole in my throat.
Look, I'm sorry. I didn't really mean that. But I'm desperate. You're going to bring us both down at this rate. So did you find out what's wrong with your ship?
Well, the intake filters are shot. I actually knew they were going, but I was hoping for one more run. St. John, the problem is the whole ship. It's so old, every system needs something fixed on it. Everything is at the end of its life. It's a death trap, really. The problem with this filter is that even if I could afford it, none of the local stores have it. It's too old and obscure.
Maybe I can help in that area. I could start some online searches. Maybe I could find something. The bad news will be it's rare. It's going to be way more expensive.
Yeah, I figured that. The complete pisser is that it's not the cheaper 300 micron filter. It's the secondaries at 160 microns and their stupid carbon nanotube construction. Jeez, St. John. It's like the universe is trying to fuck me over. I just can't cut a break at the moment.
Missy, just calm down. Look, just let's think about this. Let's think this through. There's always other options.
Yeah, I know. I know what they're going to be.
But it's just temporary. Think of the end game.
Well, your end game is not going to be seeing my end game anytime soon. I just can't. I don't have the emotional energy. Look, St. John, just bugger off, all right? Just leave me alone. I need to focus.
This episode was produced by Melanie Blizzard and written by Melanie Blizzard. The voices you have heard were Adney Ekandeo playing Sophie, Chun Wei Sin playing Chen, David Lomas playing Duty Officer, Byrne playing Missy Jack, Graham Zink playing Everywhen, Helen Ekandeo playing Alex, Matt Service playing St. John, Melanie Blizzard playing Computer and Tracon, Priya Shah playing Doily and Chris, Stephen Cameron playing Zed, Vivian Braybrook playing Gander and Sharrow, Mitzi Clifford playing Ghost, Angel and May is produced by a not-for-profit actors group. Any funds contributed via Patreon will be 100% allocated to future products.